You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finally on the show today, why do people still collect vinyl? Well, Associate Professor Karen Fernandez from the University of Auckland has undertaken research into this to find out what drives people to continue to collect records in an age where streaming and the digital consumption of music is the norm. I spoke to Fernandez earlier, and I began by asking her what made her decide to undertake research into vinyl collection.
That is kind of interesting. I had just been really interested in people who liked older things, and I was wondering why people were liking older things. And I could understand really old people liking old things because they grew up with them and it's familiar and it's a memory. But I noticed I had a student, for example, that was dressing just in retro stuff every day, like dressing like the 50s and dreaming she was Audrey Hepburn and riding an old-fashioned bike with a basket in front, you know, just, and I was just thinking, this is interesting. They're like 20 years old and they like what the things that probably our parents liked. Mm-hmm. And then this particular girl was a refugee from, I think, Burma. So it's not like she grew up here watching those movies. So it was just interesting. So then I sort of started thinking about it, and I noticed one of the interesting things was that young people were collecting vinyl. And I was trying to understand why. So that was just a way to try and understand why younger people like nostalgic things.
Mm-hmm. And what did your research look at in particular?
Well, we started talking to collectors, and we found out that they are largely male. That was interesting to us. And the core collector apparently is typically about 35 and largely male, yeah. And then there's a smaller group of younger collectors, again, quite usually male though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting because research tells us that males are more likely to adopt new technology than females. And yet here are males wanting the old technology.
So why do you think then that vinyl continues to appeal ahead of, say, CDs, for example?
Well, specifically, there's two different issues. One is, why does it appeal ahead of digital music?
Mm.
And people want something to hold, something to look at, and they particularly like the way that it plays, and they watch it play, and they say that MP3s are having the song, but having the vinyl is having the music, and the music kind of lives in the vinyl. As for vinyl versus CDs, it seems to be to do with the cover art.
Mm.
They find the cover art a very important part of what they're buying and enjoying. And, of course, with CDs, they're limited in size as to what they can see on there.
What did some of the collectors you interviewed have to say then about why they continue to collect vinyl?
They just said, as long as they live and breathe, they're going to have vinyl.
Yeah.
One guy even made his future wife say at their wedding, as part of her vows, that she would always tolerate his vinyl collecting habit. They just said it has, I think, I mean, from my research perspective, I put together the different ideas that came, and it seems to me that vinyl becomes a concrete thing that connects them to other people. It connects them to the music, to the creators of the music, because they believe the voice and the cover art and all that is sort of embodying the creator of the music into the vinyl. And also it connects them to other people when they're buying vinyl, because they find that you don't usually buy vinyl online because the issue is that it might break, obviously, in shipping. So you tend to buy it personally in the shop, and they talk to other people, and it all becomes part of the memories of the vinyl.
Do you think the allure of collecting is lost with digital collecting?
That's basically what they were saying,
yeah.
Which is really interesting because the research says that it's so much easier to buy digital music that people should actually enjoy buying it a lot more. But the vinyl research showed that people actually want to put some effort into something, and they value it proportionate to the effort that they put in to get it.
How big is the vinyl collecting community, do you think?
I don't know, but I do know that when I had a research student post, she went to Royal Groovy, and they offered to post it on their Facebook page, and she got over 20 volunteers like the same day.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's huge. And every time I do a radio or TV or print I haven't done a lot, but every time I do it, I get these random emails from people who have gone to the university, looked me up, found my university email, and email me, and you could give me a long email about why they collect vinyl, and da-da-da. Some people send me pictures, so, I mean, they're passionate.
Now, I was just reading a report today. Vinyl is expected to become a billion-dollar industry in 2017, which will be the first time since the 1980s. This is quite significant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the other thing is that since the 80s, though, the growth has outstripped digital, which you wouldn't have expected. You would have thought that digital was expected to kill the music industry. And, in fact, my local independent record store put out T-shirts that says, vinyl is killing the MP3 industry. So
fascinating. Yeah. Do you think this culture of collecting will survive moving forward then?
I think it will. People are more flexible in the sense that they will still buy digital. For example, when they're going out for a run or something, or in the car, because vinyl doesn't play in the car. They said if it did play in the car, they would play it. But they said, obviously, it's not going to work. So in the old days, it was like you would think that you buy vinyl and get a free MP3, and that's kind of what people are liking. They'll use the MP3 just for those other uses, but the vinyl's what they treasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.